Klingon word from the word.
Achpa lij rop dichtach dev jich je lij nich rop dichtach uch jich.
Even there, your hand will lead me, and your right hand will hold me. Missiles, rockets, and spacecraft come in endless varieties. Different missions, different propulsion systems, and different fuels. Some don't even have fuel. Some only travel the airless regions of space. Others are aerodynamic and need to contend with atmospheric travel. Some carry passengers. Others are completely automated. But one thing they all do have in common is a guidance system. Whether a pilot, a computer, even simple fins on a primitive missile, in order to reach their destination, they all need guidance. And so do we. In marveling at God's presence, this psalmist asserts that he cannot escape from God's presence, no matter how far he goes. Achpa lich rop dichtach dev jich, jelijnich rop dichtach uch jich. Even there your hand will lead me, and your right hand will hold me. The guidance in this psalm is God's leadership, his drawing us forward through life. In the Klingon language version, I've used dev, the Klingon word for to lead. I used a form of that verb in the Klingon language version of Psalm 23, dev-wi, for shepherd, to lead, dev, plus the suffix wi, indicating something which leads. The Hebrew word in this psalm for lead is nacha. A primitive root meaning to guide, it appears almost 40 times in the Bible, and it also appears in Psalm 23. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Now, sometimes our problem is not lacking guidance, but having too much. Radio, TV, internet, bringing us news, entertainment, and more can batter my spirit with, look here, see this, and what's that? It goes on and on till I don't know what I think or believe. The great thing is, while we can never escape God, we can turn off the media. We can set aside this confusing chaos of leaders. Recently, I read a touching book, I'm Proud of You, about one man's friendship with the late Fred Rogers. It's a wonderful book, and one thing that struck me, surprised me to read it, was what a man of prayer Mr. Rogers was. Every day, he took significant time out of a very busy life to pray for many people. That need for prayer and time alone with God was crucial in his life. It spurred me to make a new effort to try to carve out a space at the beginning of each day, a time to listen to the Word and note prayer concerns on an index card I carry with me through the day. The best thing is that when we retreat from the chaos and establish a little quiet time with prayer and the Bible, we can advance, renewed, and rejoice with the psalmist, Achpa lij rop dichtach dev jich, je lij nich rop dichtach uch jich. Even there, your hand will lead me, and your right hand will hold me.
This has been Joel Anderson with a Klingon word from the Word. For more about the Klingon language version, please visit klv.mrklingon.org. For links to past shows, as well as other podcasts of interest, please visit klingonword.org. If you've got any questions or comments, send them to me, joel@klingonword.org. If you enjoyed this show, tell a friend. And please vote for the show on podcastalley.com. You'll find links on the show notes page. For more podcasts of interest, please visit godcast.org and the new StarQuest Podcast Network at sqpn.com. For daily scripture podcast, check out The Whole Truth and Verbum Domini. You'll find links at klingonword.org. The KLV is a relexification of the World English Bible, which is spiritual freeware. Please visit ebible.org to find out how you can download free text and audio versions of the World English Bible. Thanks for listening.